News. I'm Lillian Wu. At noon Eastern, opening arguments begin in former President Trump's second impeachment trial. Six GOP senators, including Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy, joined Democrats Tuesday in voting that the trial is constitutional.
Most were expected, but Cassidy was a surprise. He was apparently moved by the House managers, who began the day with a graphic 13-minute recap of the attack on the Capitol.
We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against our government.
Lead manager Jamie Raskin.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban confirms the national anthem will not play at home games.
The anthem has not played before any of the Mavs' home games this year, in the preseason or regular season. It was only two nights ago that the team was able to host any number of fans at a game.
Fox's Jared Max. America's listening to Fox News.
The best made-to-order lunch in Northeast Jackson is at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. Homestyle plates full of catfish, shrimp, and rib tips, just to name a few. Eat in or carry out, DoorDash or Grubhub. Call 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
Ugh, I've got to get that fixed.
Uneven driveways causing headaches? Helms Polyfoam will fix it without tearing up your driveway in the process. We inject polyfoam under settled concrete to stabilize it in a matter of minutes, not days. Polyfoam is used on runways, railways, and highways, so there is no question it will support your driveway. We also repair seawalls, sidewalks, pond dams, retaining walls, and unstable soil. Visit HelmsPolyfoam.com or call Helms Polyfoam at 601-966-7821.
Hi, I'm Dr. Will Umflett with Capital Dental, where we create a comfortable environment for our patients. Capital Dental offers general and family dentistry and teeth whitening. Book your appointment today at CapitalDentalInc.com. Capital Dental, located in Northeast Jackson on Lakeland Drive.
I'm Andy Davis, and you're listening to Supertalk Mississippi News. The idea of abolishing the state's income tax is receiving major support. Douglas Carswell, president and CEO of the Mississippi Center for Public Policy, says it's time.
If more people in Mississippi are able to keep more of their own money, money that they've earned, and spend it on their priorities, they usually do a better job of spending their money than state politicians manage.
Carswell said the fastest growing states in the South, such as Texas, Florida, and Tennessee, don't have income tax. And several bills are moving through the legislature in the hopes of improving Mississippi state parks. One of those proposals could privatize the park system, an option opposed by Representative Tom Miles.
You don't have to privatize and just quit on the state parks just because we may have quit on them on funding in the past. Maybe we just need to reinvest in them.
Funding for state parks has been cut by 60% over the last 20 years. For Supertalk Mississippi News, I'm Andy Davis.
CSpire 5G. We're building a fast, powerful 5G network to bring you faster phones. You heard right. CSpire 5G. Phones. Faster. Saying it any more would be... CSpire 5G. Faster phones. No bull. For a limited time, get our best 5G phone free with trade-in.
Do you ever feel like you are in the dark? Well, with a propane generator, you'll never be in the dark again, at least when the lights go out. Enjoy the comfort and safety of knowing you have a propane generator always ready when the electricity goes out. Propane generators assure you will always have power. Propane-fueled, clean cooking. Hot water on demand. Warm and consistent heat and power when you need it most. Why would you choose anything else? Propane. Clean American energy. Visit mspropane.com today.
Mississippi native and former EPA Chief of Staff Mandy Gunasekera is critical of President Biden's cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline and action to freeze drilling on federal land, citing economic concerns.
What this president did on day one in the middle of a pandemic is take businesses that were growing and constricted that growth and taken people who had jobs and did away with them solely for a political purpose.
And sex traffickers can be male or, surprisingly, they can be female. Most recently, a woman from Memphis allegedly forced a 17-year-old to perform sex for money. 30-year-old Michelle Nichols Brownlee was arrested and charged with trafficking. And Lockers Manufacturing is bringing new jobs to North Mississippi.
The company, which does exactly what their name implies, is bringing its manufacturing operations to Batesville with the $5 million investment creating 60 new jobs.
The company plans to fill the jobs by the end of 2024. For Supertalk Mississippi News, I'm Andy Davis.
In response to COVID-19, Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services is offering telehealth services. During this time, health and safety are important, which is why they've expanded their offerings to include telehealth services for children, adolescents, and adults. They have outpatient teletherapy sessions available, and Pine Grove also expanded its telehealth services to include its intensive outpatient program drug treatment program. Also, all Pine Grove Evaluation Center services are available via telehealth. Patients may call Pine Grove's National Service Center at 888-574-HOPE or visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
Mississippi's number one industry is agriculture, and the only organization representing all of Mississippi agriculture is Farm Bureau. From lobbying in Washington to the state capitol in Jackson, Farm Bureau protects farmers' interests, but that's not all. Members can participate in leadership development and educational programs, plus receive money-saving discounts nationwide. Find out what nearly 200,000 member families already know. Farm Bureau, leading, representing, and serving Mississippi agriculture.
The Metro on 97.3 FM, Super Talk Mississippi.
Good morning, Central Mississippi. It's time for the Metro on Super Talk Jackson. You're tuned in to 97.3. I'm Rebecca Turner, your host. We have Perez with us this morning. Good morning, Perez.
Why are you so excited?
I don't know.
You got everybody we've ever met in there, but we'll talk to them in a second.
We will talk to them in a second. It's always fun to have a studio full of warm bodies and interesting topics. But first, it's Wednesday on the Metro, so and it's been a beautiful weather here in Central Mississippi. Please tell me you've taken advantage of it, Perez.
I haven't yet. Today is our day, as you recall. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to go out this afternoon and participate in some sort of the hell just happened to me.
You are officially on social media now.
Stop. Please stop. I want no footprint.
That's well, it's too late for that, big guy. I saw where you made the front page at least of Super Talk news getting your vaccine.
I did.
You did? Mm-hmm. How was that?
It was kind of once you get through the red tape of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
kind
of cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it the National Guard who helped give you your vaccine?
Brandy.
Oh, you know, y'all got personal.
Well, I had to take
you
off
had to
a
take
lot
off
of
what?
A lot of clothing.
I haven't heard that. Nobody else has said that.
No,
what?
Well, let me quickly explain. I wore a lot of stuff because this building, as you may know, is cold.
Agreed.
So she said, I can't shoot you through all of this.
So get naked?
I said, well, I don't like taking my clothes off with a woman who I don't know.
You've never said that before.
I did say it. And she
you
said,
knew her first name.
She said, my name's Brandy. Take your shirt off.
And got down to business.
And she got down to business.
And it was quick. Did it hurt?
No more than when you get your blood drawn.
How many days ago was it for you?
The day of the fire.
Oh, the day of so it's been a week.
It's been a week.
So you didn't grow an extra arm. You still only have 10 toes, not 12.
Well, I got it in this shoulder because this is my hitting shoulder.
Oh, God forbid we mess that up.
That's what I thought. I was like, no, I don't want to get it in that shoulder because it's already sore from the last time we played.
Mm-hmm. So. All right. Well, you did your due diligence, and now you're waiting for your second dose, correct?
That is correct.
Well, good deal. We should all be like Perez, and when it comes our time, we should get vaccinated if that is what we choose. But it is this time of the month, or at least this time of the year, with it being February. It is Heart Month. Bless her sweetheart month. You're going to learn more about that. And I do have a studio full of lovely ladies with me. I have Miss Emily. She is representing Magnolia Moms. It is a website and blog site. You have Jennifer with American Heart Association Mississippi and Mindy with the Winning Smile. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we'll kick off with Emily. Let's first talk about this Bless Your Heart challenge that brings all of you here today. So how did this get started?
Well, we normally do something with Magnolia Moms. We do something with the Heart Association each year and try to figure out how we can bring a lot of the influencers and the local bloggers together and how we can just kind of bring the internet community as a whole together to support the Heart Association and also do something for Heart Month. And so Beth Herzig is our community relations manager. And we were just talking several weeks before Heart Month, and she said, you know, we need to do something like a race or a challenge, and let's just do some kind of virtual thing. So we kind of started talking amongst the group of our contributors, and I believe it was Donna Alexander, one of our contributors, came up with the idea to call it Bless Your Heart. So we came up with the idea to do a virtual challenge, and so we decided to call it Bless Your Heart Health Challenge. The Heart Association has been very involved in providing a lot of the content for us, where we're providing content to the followers and the participants just on different things that women and moms, you know, are faced with as far as exercise and stress and healthy eating, mm-hmm. and so things like that. So we've got some great little contests going, and this week we're doing a step challenge.
Well, we'll dive into the challenges next, but Jennifer, I know for the American Heart Association, man, February is like this, it really is the Super Bowl, but then it's like really the Super Bowl when y'all get out and try to spread the message that you try to spread all year long. So what is that message, though, about Heart Month? What are y'all trying to relay to the public, like really drilling in during the month of February?
Absolutely. So we kicked off the month last Friday was National Wear Red Day, mm-hmm. and so that's really where we focus on our women. Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men. 1 in 3 women will be affected by heart disease in their lifetime, so that day is all about wearing your red, supporting the mission of Go Red for Women, and really raising awareness. A lot of women still are not aware that heart disease is their number one risk, and so it's all about educating them to talk to their doctors, to be aware of their, you know, their risk factors, you know. And so what Emily's doing is really helping to promote some of those things like exercise, stress. You know, as moms, we all face so much stress. And then the month of February is just all about awareness around your heart. So for men and women, our communities, unfortunately, Mississippi, heart disease is our number one killer in Mississippi. And so we just need to raise awareness to try to change those statistics, which is really what our goal is.
And the cool part is, although it can seem daunting that that's the number one killer for both men and women, it to me, it can be a little empowering because they are lifestyle factors that we control, and little steps can make a big difference. And we have with us Mindy with the Winning Smile, and often people don't connect their dental health to their heart health, but in fact getting your two teeth cleanings a year can provide a lot of benefit for your heart as well. So Mindy, when did the Winning Smile, jump on board with Magnolia Moms?
Well, at the Winning Smile Dental Group, we really believe that your oral health is intricately related to your overall heart health. So we've always kind of, you know, done our own promotions during Heart Month, which also ties in with National Dental Health Month in February. And so Emily had reached out to us from Magnolia Moms and said, hey, I know you, Dr. Wendy Lewis is one of our partners who is also a mother of 3 girls. And she's kind of known as the red dress dentist around town. And she said, what, you know, would you be interested in a partnership? And so I said, it's a perfect fit. Not only, of course, for Dr. Lewis and being a mom, a busy working mom, and tying in with the Magnolia Moms community, but really believing that oral health and taking care of your overall oral health is directly related to your overall heart health, your overall physical health. And we really believe it's, you know, think of your mouth like a vessel. So it's a vessel to your body, and that is what we can let, you know, if infections come through that could trickle down into your heart and cause problems, like Jennifer was just talking about.
Well, it's really interesting, too. And one thing I feel like, at least as a dietitian and your host here on Metro today, we talk about always getting your wellness checkups, whether that's with, you know, for moms, that's with your OB. But then for dudes, sometimes the only healthcare provider you see every year reluctantly but still go may be your dentist.
Right.
And if you don't have, you know, if you're not keeping that up, then there's really no sort of telltale sign. And it's really amazing right. how much the dentist can actually tell about your overall health. Again, going back to heart health, which we're focusing on here for Heart Month. Now, let's go back to this Bless Your Heart Challenge. Love it. Mm-hmm. And I know Magnolia Moms, and you also have Grand Magnolias,
that's
which
right.
are the grandmothers of the Magnolia Moms. And these are the hardest working ladies. I mean, we're trying to juggle it all. We work full time. We try to parent. Now we're trying to homeschool. We're doing all the things. And usually the last thing we're doing is taking care of ourselves. So how are you also trying to empower the moms to say, hey, this is not another to-do thing on your to-do list, but it's something that'll make all the other tasks better, or you better at all the other tasks, I think is the way I want to say it.
Yeah, you know, I think, and we talked about this when we came on the show last year, last year was really hard. You know, it was really hard for everybody. Mm-hmm. But what we kind of talked about last year on the show was how really difficult it was for moms because, you know, it was not just the duties, you know, and just the day-to-day tasks that became so much more difficult, but it was that just emotional pressure and stress that, you know, that like just keeping your family alive, you know.
Surviving.
Yeah. You're not the one that's putting your kids 6 feet under.
Yeah, right. You know, and it was just that added, you know, stress and it was just... But I think one of the things that we're trying to show our moms and our community this year is like, okay, we made it. Like, you did a great job. You came out, you know, and we still have to be careful and we still need to take care of our families and we still need to do all those things, but let's take a breath. It's okay. We made it. And let's start to take back in 2021. It's mom's time. It's okay. It's okay to go out and, you know, enjoy a meal with your girlfriends again. It's okay to, you know, take a weekend with your husband and do a staycation at, you know, a local motel or something. Mm-hmm. You know, just relax. It's okay. And I think for this challenge, it was our way to say, hey, let's do something great for an organization that we love and support, but let's do something that would be super easy. I mean, you're walking around everywhere anyway, right? And then, you know, for our step challenge this week, but let's do something that, hey, it's a quick email, you know, so great information. Here's some resources. Read through this when you have a minute. But also just... these are things that you can incorporate in your daily lives, and it's okay to say, look, mom needs a minute. You know, mom gave everything that she had last year and then some. So it's okay to say, mom needs a second. I want to go take a bath and read some emails or, you
well,
know, catch up on something.
2020 also, you know, reestablished how important moms are to the, you know, the family unit. And mom comes in a bunch of different sort of packages. That can be stepmom. That can be, you know, biological mom. That can just be your surrogate mom. That can be just that, you know, where it's just that matriarch of the family who makes sure that the baths are done, the food is on the table, now homework's done, you know, the separating the fights between the kids, you know, as well. And I know dads step up and do an amazing job too this time of year, but today we're talking just kind of focusing on moms. And oftentimes I think it's in two for the men listening, I always use this as an opportunity to say, if you realize that you're the woman in your family unit is such the cornerstone, here's your opportunity to start asking her some questions if she is taking care of herself, because you want her there as long as she can be there. Because Emily, I know on your social media and Magnolia Moms, you shared a very personal story about losing your grandmother to heart disease. But Jennifer, you probably see this at the American Heart Association. You know, there's not anybody listening to the Metro that hasn't been touched by heart disease, whether it's a grandmother, a grandparent, you know, a mom, a dad, or an aunt or uncle. It seems like we're all in that together as well.
Absolutely. Or we see the 29-year-old new mom that's been affected by heart disease. You know, I think, unfortunately, heart disease does not discriminate by age. And, you know, I hear stories constantly of young women who had no idea that they had any issues with their heart and maybe ignored some of the signs. I'm just tired. I'm run down. We run all over the place taking care of our families, as we just said. And so, you know, I tell people all the time, and I've learned this from our survivors, is be aware of your body. Be aware of your symptoms. Don't ignore them. Push. If you think something's going on, then push your doctors to find out if something's going on. You know, I go to the cardiologist. I don't have really a huge family history of heart disease, but if I feel something's not right, I'm going to be calling my cardiologist and showing up at his office, you know. So I just think it's so important that we don't ignore our own bodies. We take care of our kids, our families. You know, I've just texted my husband this morning, call your doctor. Like, don't forget, you know, we do that for our family members, but not always for ourselves.
So true.
Yeah. So I think that's so important. And I think this challenge, you know, one of the things that we said we're going to talk about is, you know, stress relief, mental health. You know, the Heart Association is really looking at mental health also correlates to heart health. You know, if you're not healthy mentally, it's going to affect your physical health as well.
So as Emily said, it's so important that we take a break for ourselves and just, you know, have a minute to really get healthy mentally as well as physically.
And I love, too, that the winning smile connects all these dots. I mean, it's not just about having pearly whites. We love that, too, as a mom.
Yeah, yes.
Throw your hair up in that bun. As long as you got the nice smile, you can rock any sort of day.
That's
but
right.
It does matter that your heart is healthy in that respect, too, Mindy. And I'm assuming the stress is kind of like the theme for 2021. Yeah, the good eating and the exercise and all that sort of comes in. But you guys, too, have questions when you do come and see your dentist that they sort of go through to ask about family history.
Oh, definitely.
And heart disease is sort of one of those that come in. And you may get treated a little bit different, as in they're going to be on the lookout for other scenarios.
Most certainly. And, I think you have been to a dentist's office and you're greeted with the paperwork. And sometimes you might think, why does my dentist need to know all of this? But it is because we are really looking at the whole body, your overall health. And, again, we know just so much of whether it's an infection or a toothache that starts out and ends up needing extraction. That can just trickle down and cause so many problems throughout your overall physical health. So, yes, as our dentists really try to be mindful of treating the whole person. We don't classify as a holistic dentist or anything in that sense, but we are very aware and keep overall health as a number one priority. So yes, we do cosmetic dentistry. We want your teeth to look great. We want you to have that winning smile, but your health has to be first. So that is always how we treat our patients, is focusing on the health of your mouth and how that correlates to your entire body.
Well, and I think that's a good point, too. What I think the Bless Your Heart Challenge is trying to bring up is so many women, we do try to put on the good smile and wear the cute flats and, you know, try to do it all. But you can't put lipstick on a pig, so to speak.
So, so true.
Not that mine's a pig or anything like that. But if things aren't right on the inside, even that, just because you fluff it up and tease it and whiten mm-hmm. it or straighten
right.
it or whatever it may be, you're still at risk for falling into the statistic that Jennifer gave, which is 1 in 3 women may have complications with heart disease. We keep saying heart disease, Jennifer, and I know, again, you're not a cardiologist, but can you give us some of those high points, like what that means? What is encompassed in heart disease?
Absolutely. So, I mean, it could be a full-blown heart attack. You know, it can be where you have blockage, where you might have to go in and have a stent put in. We also have examples of patients who found out they had blockage, but they are able to make lifestyle changes to correct that, you know. So also stroke is related into that, you know, whole realm of heart disease and stroke. But it's also, if you have high cholesterol, you're causing damage to your heart because your heart's having to work faster. Hypertension, high blood pressure is a huge issue in Mississippi, as we all know. That's a huge focus for the Heart Association, because that's also causing your heart to work harder and have to do its job. So, you know, all those things go into your overall heart health and heart disease.
And I would say, if there's one number that you need to know this heart month, and you'll hear me say it over and over again, is I don't really care about your weight as your dietitian as much as I do care about what's your blood pressure, what's your cholesterol numbers, because those are actually telling us what's really going on the inside of the body. But I want to get to the Bless Your Heart actual challenge and what some of these challenges are. So we're going to stick with these ladies and talk more about your heart coming up next.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra. And it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
The American Heart Association is working to put water within reach of Mississippi children. That's why we're asking you to support House Bill 925. This important legislation would make clean water more accessible to school students and mitigate the spread of germs. By ensuring newly constructed and majorly renovated schools include water bottle filling stations, we can improve the health of Mississippi children. Text WATERMS to 468-39.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Celebrating our 40th anniversary at Cock of the Walk. Voted the best catfish in Mississippi with our grilled or fried catfish along with greens, coleslaw, and a skillet of our homemade cornbread. With locations on the Reservoir, Pocahontas, and 1 mile from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Catfish, hush puppies, and fried dill pickles. For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
I like chicken.
I like fish. I like hush puppies.
I love it. Catfish is excellent.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
The time is now. The savings are huge. The place is Ridgeland Mitsubishi.
That's right. It's the best time to save like never before on your next new vehicle during the Overstock Sales event at Ridgeland Mitsubishi. We're receiving truckloads of new Mitsubishis, and we need to move our current inventory. This means big savings to you right now. Pay just $189 per month on new 2020 Mitsubishi G4s. That's $189 per month. And pay only $299 per month on new 2020 Mitsubishi Outlander Sports. Bad credit, no credit, no problem. Our credit specialists work hard to get you approved, no matter your past credit history. 100% credit approval is our number one goal. Bring in your current vehicle, and we'll give you the best possible price for it, even if you don't buy a new one from us. Come save like never before during our Overstock Sales event at Ridgeland Mitsubishi, where nobody walks away because everybody saves. 1860 East County Line Road. Call 896-9600 today or visit RidgelandMitsubishi.com. Remember, you're approved at Ridgeland Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi G4, stock number 1709, Outlander stock number 1712, 1999, down 2.9% for 84 months. See dealer for details for approved credit.
Lee Temple, customer, Clark's Construction.
We had a complete bathroom renovation all the way from the tile floor to countertops and everything that goes with a bathroom. We checked with other folks to see how they had worked with Jerry, and we always got some good reviews. Never did get one that was not good. And, you know, the trust issue was not an issue with Jerry. So I'd say he's a 5-star.
For a construction company you can trust, call Clark's Construction at 601-214-9463.
I'm Andy Davis, and you're listening to Supertalk Mississippi News. The idea of abolishing the state's income tax is receiving major support. Douglas Carswell, president and CEO of the Mississippi Center for Public Policy, says it's time.
If more people in Mississippi are able to keep more of their own money, money that they've earned, and spend it on their priorities, they usually do a better job of spending their money than state politicians manage.
Carswell said the fastest growing states in the South, such as Texas, Florida, and Tennessee, don't have income tax. And several bills are moving through the legislature in the hopes of improving Mississippi state parks. One of those proposals could privatize the park system, an option opposed by Representative Tom Miles.
You don't have to privatize and just quit on the state parks just because we may have quit on them on funding in the past. Maybe we just need to reinvest in them.
Funding for state parks has been cut by 60% over the last 20 years. For Supertalk Mississippi News, I'm Andy Davis.
Fox on Tech.
It's no secret there is widespread availability of misinformation on the internet.
If you see it online, then it must be true, right?
Tech and health officials are warning that includes misinformation about coronavirus treatments, and that you should watch out for posts on social media that might not be factual. Bert Kelso is a technology expert.
So it's really hard to do research to find the background of those posts, but it's very easy for anyone to create any of those copy and share posts. So people really need to be on the lookout, because there are a lot of imitators out there that are looking to share posts that either are going to share misinformation or are going to share information that could cause harm to you or your family.
Kelso adds that the best sources of information on the coronavirus are your doctor and local health departments, as well as websites like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention or the National Institutes of Health. With Fox on Tech, Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Mississippi native and former EPA Chief of Staff Mandy Gunasekera is critical of President Biden's cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline and action to freeze drilling on federal land, citing economic concerns.
What this president did on day one in the middle of a pandemic is take businesses that were growing and constricted that growth and taken people who had jobs and did away with them solely for a political purpose.
And sex traffickers can be male or, surprisingly, they can be female. Most recently, a woman from Memphis allegedly forced a 17-year-old to perform sex for money. 30-year-old Michelle Nichols Brownlee was arrested and charged with trafficking. And Lockers Manufacturing is bringing new jobs to North Mississippi.
The company, which does exactly what their name implies, is bringing its manufacturing operations to Batesville with the $5 million investment creating 60 new jobs.
The company plans to fill the jobs by the end of 2024. For SuperTalk Mississippi News, I'm Andy Davis.
Welcome back to the Metro on SuperTalk Jackson. That's 97.3. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. Perez is outnumbered with all the ladies in the studio today, and we're here for a special reason. We're talking about the Bless Your Heart Challenge with Magnolia Moms in conjunction with the American Heart Association and the Winning Smile. Okay, so let's first, Emily, we talked about it for a whole time there and didn't even tell people how to sign up. Is it too late to sign up? Can we still sign up? And how do we do that?
Yeah, so of course you can go to our website. You'll see it right there on the you can go to our website. You can see it right there on our main page. And our website is at magnolia-moms.com. You'll see it right there on our banner. Not too late to sign up. We're doing a lot of stuff on the main page as well. But we have a great medal shaped like a heart. It's so pretty. So we're sending that out to all of our participants at the end. And we're also running some contests. We're running our challenges, of course, each week with our participants, but we're also running some contests with our participants on the challenge. So be sure to check it out on our website. Again, that's magnolia-moms.com.
All right. And then, too, over on the American Heart Association page, I know that you have a ton of information, which they're pulling from
yes,
the Bless Your Heart challenges. Let's start with some of the challenges. You mentioned, Emily, that you're in the midst of the STEPS challenge. So what does that look like? What's that mean?
So we ask everybody this week, because the American Heart Association recommends 10,000 steps a day. And so, you know, that's really something that I think a lot of us don't really need to think about. That can seem overwhelming. Oh, 10,000 steps, that's a lot. But just think about how many times you walk from your bedroom to the kids' bedroom to the laundry room, back to the kitchen, outside to feed the dog, to the front. I mean, you know, you walk maybe to work, you're going to the grocery store. I mean, you're walking a lot and don't even realize it. So 10,000 steps may seem daunting, but I really don't think that it is. You know, so if you have a Fitbit or an Apple Watch or all these devices, even your phone can keep track.
Perez keeps track of his steps.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's all kind of devices that keep track of steps. So we ask everybody to try to hit 10,000 steps each day this week.
And see, and two, I would say, if you're listening to it, like, I could never do that, then, okay, well, where do you start? If you're only at 1,000 steps, mm-hmm, try to get to 1,500,
yeah,
try to get to 2,000. And that's just that little way that you can get in that exercise that's good for your heart. Okay, so that's this week. We're in the middle. We're at Wednesday. Hump day.
Yeah.
What's coming up next week? I'll start on Monday kind of gal.
Yeah. So next week is all about food.
Ooh.
All about food. That's your department.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be talking about healthy eating. Going to be talking a lot about healthy snacks with the kids, those type things, how to get your children more involved with fixing snacks, understanding better choices for them, how to make healthy meals, things like that. Just maybe better choices. You know, I think honestly the quarantine really helped us with this because we didn't eat out as much.
This is true.
That's true. You know, so I think that we already got a jump start on this.
We got a little bit of jump start. I do want to say on the text line, Wade and Jackson text in for me some good reading talking about cholesterol does not cause heart disease. And I want to make sure that I made it clear, because I was saying one of the numbers that I feel like everyone should know is your blood pressure as well as your cholesterol number. That is true. There is research coming out that showing food cholesterol in the food is not linked to raising your overall cholesterol. What we're finding is that it's saturated fats that's linked or found in animal proteins or animal foods that is still highly linked to your increase in heart disease. However, your personal cholesterol number is a huge marker for your own heart health. So it's not about whether how much cholesterol you're eating from foods that you're taking in. That's not really what I'm worried about. But you knowing what your cholesterol number is absolutely linked to your heart health, because that means the higher that number is, the more sludge or drudge or whatever you want to call it in your arteries and your veins where your heart is trying to pump out. So while yes, there is some shifting in the mindsets when it comes to your actual diet makeup and what causes heart disease, there is still no question that knowing your cholesterol number is vital for your overall heart health. So I just want to make sure I made that distinction, because it's still a very important number to know. And yeah, you know, nutrition's always changing and learning when it comes to heart disease and heart health, which I think it's good to let moms know. But the science hasn't shifted a whole lot in what we still know to be true, is that your fruits, vegetables, whole grains, that good old just out of the ground kind of food is always and forever will be the best for your overall health, including your dental health, right?
Exactly.
Well, and obviously
that's a segue there.
I love that segue. Well, and of course, you know, not only those whole foods keeping your body healthy, but keeping your teeth healthy. So think about, you know, if you are eating candy or, you know, even carbs, processed food that have those sugars that are going to break down on your teeth. If you are not, which most people aren't, hopping up to jump your, you know, to brush your teeth 30 minutes after eating, those are settling into your teeth, making you more at risk for cavities, and of course other bacteria that can, as we've just talked about, lead to more serious conditions. So yes, we are definitely big proponents of eating, getting your sugars through fruits and whole foods, and if you do have that, you know, little snack of a candy bar or something that has processed sugar, try to be diligent about brushing your teeth as soon as possible.
It's funny you mentioned that, because those who listen to the show often know that yesterday I wasn't able to brush my teeth before I came to work because my toddler stole my toothbrush.
Oh goodness.
Like, she completely
hijacked
it. You
need an emergency toothbrush here at work.
I do. And she completely hijacked it, and I ended up finding it in the kitchen in her sippy cup drawer. I opened it last night. It's almost like her little hiding spot, right? And so I was like, ooh, I got to get me some new toothbrushes and hide a few.
Need a backup toothbrush.
You need a backup toothbrush for sure. If we're listening, though, while we've got the teeth on the mind, Mindy, and maybe we haven't made that appointment in a while, yes. Tell us the locations of the Winning Smile.
Yeah, so we have actually, as of today, four locations in the metro area. So we have Brandon as our oldest kind of headquarters location. We have an office in Flowood, Jackson, and as of today, we are open in Madison. So we are very excited to now have four convenient locations across the metro area. Our new Madison location is located off of Main Street, so across from Chick-fil-A, as most people know where Chick-fil-A is, and it's in that section by Jimmy John's and Libby James. So we are super excited to be there and be able to see patients and continue to spread this overall message that we have at the Winning Smile and to more people in the metro area.
Pretty cool. And okay, so the Bless Your Heart challenges is brushing your teeth part of that challenge, because I feel like that's just a really good connection.
Well, yeah. We may need to add that.
It's a good and basic to add.
So the Winning Smile is providing some information as well and sharing some tips. And so
when you talk about kids, they need to share tips on how to get your kids to brush your teeth, because okay. That's a holy hallelujah.
Yes.
I have a toddler and a teenager, so I'm sure it's like.
And it doesn't change, does it?
It doesn't. Still a fight.
A teenager with braces. I'm like, you've got to brush your teeth. But it doesn't make any good walking around sense for me, because it's like you feel better. I'm not asking you to do anything that's like you don't feel better
exactly.
at. It's like bathing. It's like you get out of the shower and you're like, ooh, that's great. It's not like I'm asking you to do anything that doesn't bring you some kind of relief or pleasure. But getting your kids to eat healthy can be hard too. So you're talking about getting our kids back involved.
Yeah.
And I know with Magnolia Moms, you're not a mom if you don't have a crew of
that's right.
You know, smaller
little
ones.
Little rugrats on around. And yeah, we just want to get them involved, because we know this as moms. If the kids are involved and they have a sense of ownership in something, you know, one of the things we do at our house sometimes is like these charcuterie boards are super, super popular. Mm-hmm. And so my husband has made my girls both a board, and they, you know, will throw a bunch of stuff out there and they'll kind of put it on there. And so I provide the items, and then they get to pick which ones they want to put on their board. So there's lots of little things that I think you can do to get the kids involved. But I tell moms all the time, for me, the best thing you can do is just to start teaching them really young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
And to lead by example.
Yeah.
In that respect. So, okay, we had the steps, the nutrition. What's our last two challenges?
So we're going to be talking about some stress management and just, you know, hey, stress management is probably not the right word, but it's just, you know, how can we deal better with stress, mental health, things like that? Because Jennifer's right. I mean, we've just been under an enormous amount of stress. And, like, I just made a post about this morning, actually, just this week, all the Valentine activities at my kids' school.
Right, that's
enough, like,
pressure, too.
Well, I think you bring, you know, the mom pressure, the stress part, you know, we can all sort of get wrapped up in this. And it's one of those things where that's acute. And so whenever you're under a lot of stress, you're not able to fix the healthy meals, focus on yourself, take the break, do the appointments for yourself. It's almost like you have to figure out the stress and sleep part first before you even have the energy or the capacity to sort of moving down the line of taking care of yourself. And that's often overlooked because it's, you know, moms, it's like stress is hard to deal with because that would require changing a lot of things, whether it's our schedules or it's, you know, our personal time or whatever. We would rather have the bullet points of, you know, what to do to make everything else happy and we can keep going. But sometimes, man, if you don't focus in on the stress part, the rest of it, really, you're just throwing, you know, your whatever to the wind.
Exactly.
Because it can all sort of implode on you.
It can. So we just want moms to be intentional. We want to help them just be intentional about just saying. And I think we feel guilty. We feel guilty about saying, I need 15 minutes. Leave me alone. You know, like Saturday's actually my birthday. My one of the kids was like, well, what do you want for your birthday? And I looked at my husband. I was like, I want y'all to leave me alone.
Just I want to be alone.
Go away and just let me have the house to myself.
without having a to-do list.
Yeah. But right. But then it's like, you know, we have all this other stuff to do. So we just want to help them. Last year, we wrote a lot about this, about, you know, just little things you could do to relieve, you know, just not relieve stress, but just take a minute. Just take a minute to yourself. So we want to talk about that and about just, you know, being intentional and just taking a break. And so that's really what we're just talking about during this challenge is just, you know, stress and dental health. So that's one of our challenges is what we're going to be talking about, you know, things that you can do to better.
Everything around. And one thing I love just about the Magnolia Moms, which I have to say I am a contributor with it and love it, is the fact that it's not. Nobody's telling moms how to figure it all out because nobody has it all figured out.
No,
but it's like
right.
You're always trying to, you know, improve in different areas. And when you are waving that white flag, you just have other moms there that don't even try to, you know, school you. They just support you.
That's
and
right.
So we're all in this, even though we're all in different boats, we're all in the same storm, which is life and trying
that.
To read,
yep.
You know, raise our children. And you're not alone. And
that's
so,
right.
And everyone has a heart. And if you didn't have one, you wouldn't be listening to us
that's
here
right.
on the Metro. So we want to take as good care of it as we can. So let's wrap up with where do we go to take part in the challenge or learn more about Magnolia Moms?
So you go to magnolia-moms.com. You can see everything about the challenge there. There's some links, again, to the Winning Smile and the American Heart Association Mississippi. You can also find us on Facebook at MS Magnolia Moms, and you can find us on Instagram at Magnolia_moms.
And if we want to get our teeth cleaned, where do we
Please
go?
Please do. You can schedule your appointment at thewinningsmile.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, and you'll see a lot of grand opening content for our Madison location there.
And if we just want to go straight to the nitty-gritty and find out more about heart health, we go where?
Heart.org and American Heart Association Mississippi on Facebook.
All righty. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you
for having us.
All right. Stick with us. We got a little bit more for you coming up next. We'll be right back.
I was a drug addict for 16 years. But I've been sober almost 7 years now. Christian business owner and family man.
At Adult and Teen Challenge, we're helping rescue men out of addiction right here in Mississippi and teaching them how to be productive members of society. Help us by donating a vehicle to our vehicle donation program. Any condition, running or not, we pick it up, we do all the paperwork, and you get a tax deduction. Contact us, 601-572-7296, or go to mercyhouseteenchallenge.org.
Thank you for helping us get our daddies back.
Since the current pandemic struck Mississippi, thousands of nurse practitioners have answered the call.
We're here for you.
Nurse practitioners provide over two-thirds of all primary care, reaching our most impoverished communities.
We're here for you.
Nurse practitioners spend time understanding their patients' needs and save Medicaid and Medicare millions.
We're here for you.
But current laws limit how nurse practitioners can help your community. Let your local legislator know how much nurse practitioners mean to you. Paid for by the Mississippi Association of Nurse Practitioners.
He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me lots.
This Valentine's, let D&S Diamonds help you convey just how special she is. From diamond pendants starting at just $29 to beautiful creations that will stand the test of time, D&S Diamonds offer something for everyone's taste and budget.
He loves me.
And now, through February 13th, get a free gift with every purchase. D&S Diamonds and Jewelry, 144 Market Street, across from Amerigo in Flowood.
He loves me lots.
Ace Bolt and Screw Company, locally owned and operated for over 50 years. Come by and check out our newly remodeled store. We serve your entire fastener, safety equipment, and tool needs. We've got all the biggest brands of power tools and hand tools. DeWalt, Milwaukee, Makita, Channel Lock, Irwin, and Lennox, just to name a few. Let us help you get the job done right. Come see us at Ace Bolt and Screw Company, Jackson, Tupelo, Atlanta, and Gluckstadt.
Nandy's Candy. Chocolate strawberries and chocolate baskets. Nandy's Candy. Personalized hearts. Nandy's Candy. Caramel popcorn. Nandy's Candy. Chocolate hearts in milk or dark chocolate. Nandy's Candy. Fudge and truffles. Nandy's Candy. It's all at Nandy's Candy. Nandy's Candy in Maywood Mart. 601-362-9553. Shop online at nandyscandy.com for curbside pickup or shipping. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7 to 5 on Saturday.
Are the trees and shrubs running your yard instead of you? Let the tree professionals at Barone's Tree Pros take out your problem limb by limb. Barone's Tree Pros is your complete tree, shrub, and stump removal service. No job is too big for the tree professionals at Barone's Tree Pros. And with our superior cleanup, you can't go wrong. Barone's Tree Pros, 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. That's 601-345-8090. Or online at baronestreepros.com. That's baronestreepros.com.
Welcome back to the Metro. I'm Super Talk Jackson 97.3. If you didn't know it, Super Talk has a brand new website. And it is at supertalk.fm, where you can listen and watch to just about every show on demand. You'll also get exclusive Mississippi news from the Supertalk Mississippi News team. So that's every show, every podcast, every news story. It's all in one place for you. So make sure you take a little time today and go over to supertalk.fm. And if you've been itching for some good entertainment, we've got an option for you here in the Metro. You don't even have to leave your home to do it. It's with Belhaven Theater Department. And joining us here on the Metro is Dr. Sartwell and one of the characters, Alex. Welcome.
Hello.
It's good to have you. Okay, we're going to start with you, Dr. Sartwell. Tell us, what is the new title coming up?
So we're presenting a play called Silent Sky. It opens 1 week from tonight on February 17th, and it runs through February 20th in the Black Box Theater on our campus. It's by Lauren Gunderson, and it charts the story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, who worked in the early 1900s and really kind of opened up the exploration of the size of the universe.
which I think is really great timing, especially since we had the Christmas star. We've had some other unique experiences that have gotten people out and looking up to the sky, not to mention when you're sheltering in place or being at home, there's not a whole lot more that you can do than look to the stars and hope that something good is to come. Now, Alex, I know that you are a theater major there at Belhaven. How has life been on campus since, it looks a little bit different, I would say?
Yeah, it does. Last semester, we actually did all of our plays online, basically. We filmed them, or the play I did was over Zoom. So it's been interesting to experience digital theater like that. But it's nice to be back and have actual in-person performances in our black box. So it's really nice to actually get to perform again.
Well, and I think, too, though, for all the theater students and everyone who had to shift and do things digitally, you've just got now more tools in your own toolbox on how you can sort of perform and, have a diverse sort of idea of working and under different pressures, I'm sure. But the show must go on. So the cool part is theater never closed, really. It just opened up sort of differently. So share with us, Alex, who do you play in Silent Sky?
I actually am not one of the actors in this particular production. I am what's called a dramaturg. Basically, my job is to help the director and the actors understand more what the show is about, do some research, and just guide them in, what the themes and important things that the audience should see, as well as doing audience engagements like the lobby displays and doing things like our opening night, we're going to have a talk back. So we're going to have an opportunity for to have a discussion with the audience about what they thought about the play. I'm really excited to do that as my role here in this show.
Well, Dr. Sartwell, it sounds like when you are a major there at Belhaven in theater, you kind of get the opportunity to learn all the parts, right? Everybody wants to be on stage, but there's a lot more that goes into making a play presentable than just showing up and reading your lines, right?
Absolutely. That's one of the strengths of our department, is that every single student, whether their primary focus is performance or not, every single student is spending time in the shops, on the stage, directing, working with dramaturgy, as Alex is. And so our students graduate very well-rounded and with a broad range of skills that they can take into the workforce.
And I know Belhaven was one of the first, or at least here on the Metro, that found a way, right? The show must go on is what I said. They found a way to still get production out there. So y'all got a few under your belt. How did the last presentations online go? Were they, I'm sure people enjoyed having the opportunity to see to see works.
Oh, yes, they went quite well, actually, I would say. We had people watch from all around the country. And also, we even had some people watching from Greece. Who knows who in Greece was watching Belhaven University theater plays, but they did. And so I think it was fun for our students to be able to be seen by people around the country. In fact, the playwright of Spoon River Project watched our production online and loved it and called us and talked with us about it. And so it opened, like you said, it opened up opportunities that we maybe hadn't initially been looking for. But that's what obstacles and challenges do for us. They encourage us, require us to look at things differently. And what we find in that experience is sometimes better than what we would have planned on our own.
There's always a silver lining if you can find it. Now, Alex, I know you're not a native of Mississippi. You chose Mississippi to come and go to Belhaven there in their theater department. What drew you here for Belhaven?
Well, Belhaven is the only Christian school that has four certifications in the four major arts. And that's what drew me here, is I wanted a BFA in acting. And this is a Christian school that had a BFA. And I came and I met the professors. And I just saw that they had a passion for doing good art that also had a Christian message.
And he mentioned all four, Dr. Sartwell, other than theater. What are the other majors in art that Belhaven University offers?
So we offer music, dance, art and design, and theater. And those are the four major arts disciplines that, as Alex mentioned, are nationally accredited. We also have creative writing and film production in our arts school. And those programs are also quite strong. Of course, Angie Thomas came out of the creative writing program
And our film production program is relatively new, but they're doing outstanding work. And they just actually created a little video podcast kind of series where they're doing a feature on the arts each month. So that might be something that you can check out on the university's YouTube page.
All right, Alex, I know that you are involved in audience engagement. So let's get this audience engaged in Silent Sky, which is coming up soon. How would you describe it or encourage us to tune in and check the play out?
Oh, gosh. One, I love astronomy, and I think this blends both a discussion of astronomy and what it means to be, you know, the struggle of women at the time in the early turn of the century. It's a beautiful story about family and exploration and searching after something constantly. And also the set and the lights are beautiful. They complement the writing so well. I was actually sitting in rehearsal the other day, and the last monologue that the main character gives, I was just sitting there and tears were coming to my eyes. It was just so beautiful as she's talking about how her discovery was used to measure the universe. And you just see these lights everywhere and the music swells. And it was just absolutely beautiful. And I think this is just a wonderful story. And it's got some interesting questions that, you know, make you think about what drives you as a person and what drives you to be greater and be better.
Well, I think that's what great art does, regardless of the form, particularly theater or maybe movies. You should walk away still having a conversation, which necessarily doesn't have to have an exact answer, right? I mean, that's part you want, is to be able to sit over your next meal and talk about whatever was in the underlying of the movie or the theater.
Right.
And that's what makes good art in my perspective. Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Sartwell, go ahead.
I agree. I think that's absolutely true. And you know, one of the things that we want to do with our productions is to ask questions, raise questions, prompt discussions. Sometimes there aren't easy answers. Often there aren't easy answers, but it's being curious enough to ask questions that can propel us forward.
Well, if we want to propel forward and come see Silent Sky, I know the seats are limited. We can actually, where can we go to get our tickets?
Right. Thanks. So to get a ticket, you would email boxoffice@bellhaven.edu. We have seats available for the Thursday night performance, February 18th. The other performances are actually already sold out. However, if you would like to add your name to a wait list, if there are cancellations, we can get you in potentially. So again, email boxoffice@bellhaven.edu.
And Alex, I know the name of the production is Silent Sky, but I feel like the sky is the limit for you and your potential career after you get all of those degrees from Bellhaven. What's the big audacious goal for you, man?
I want to go into acting. I actually am doing some auditions this year to find a job over the summer, see what I can drum up. And yeah, the plan is to graduate and go into the theater and just pursue that head first.
Will you keep in touch with us? You're welcome here on the Metro anytime so we can see you on the stage. And Dr. Sartwell, thank you for your time. Tell us one more time where we go to keep up with all the things coming out of the Bellhaven Theater Department.
You can visit our website at www.bellhaven.edu/theater.
All righty. Well, I appreciate you guys. And break a leg. Is that fair to say? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
In COVID time, you just never know. But break a leg. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
Pretty cool. Pivoting. We're still using that word. I did want to live a little bit of time for us for at least to make knowledge of Miss Mary Wilson, who transitioned over the last couple of days. What are you pointing to?
I play Baby Love.
I know. And I was so wrapped up in everything else I was doing that a listener actually texted in or emailed me to remind me, hey, you missed that opportunity. So, man, what a career she had and the legacy that she will leave. So that's all good things. Alrighty, stick with us. We got more for you coming up next. You got the JT Show. You've got good things. You've got Sports Talk Mississippi. You got Perez and I back tomorrow at 9. But until then, have a good day. We'll be right back.
Gallo here for the professionals at Watkins Construction and Roofing. I got to know these guys over the summer when just about everybody in the neighborhood replaced roofs from a spring storm. To keep a small roof problem from getting bigger, call the pros that can find damage the untrained eye can't. Watkins Construction and Roofing, the state's largest roofer. And there's a simple reason for that. Customer satisfaction. Get a free inspection and they won't ask for upfront deposits. 601-966-8233, WatkinsConstructionInc.com.
Hey, I'm here with Alex Murray of Auto Innovation.
At Auto Innovation, we want to change your car buying experience. When you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, please come see us. We want to make friends, not just customers. All eligible vehicles are inspected by a MasterTech mechanic and come with a limited powertrain warranty on us. We are located on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Come by and see us or check out our inventory online at autoinnovation.net. Let us change your car buying experience.
Auto Innovation, Highway 51 in Ridgeland.